It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
Hello, hello, hello there. Y'all know what I like to say when I start off. I like how that there sound. Hello, hello, hello there. This week's show is going to be a little bit different in terms of there's some things that I need to put on the table and get cleared up. First and foremost, I want to thank everyone for their feedback. I want to thank everyone for the time that they took to think about some of the questions that were asked of me. I think I've gotten every comment with the exception of a death threat. But outside of that, I allowed everyone to agree to disagree. I think that a lot of people told me to leave this topic alone on race. And I thought that it would be a simple topic to take on and to begin the discussion and the dialogue. But I'm finding the same thing that's out in the common everyday world. I have some friends that are judges, and they say to me that they don't see any race issues. Okay, I appreciate that I'm at your house. I appreciate that I get to be within this circle with you. I appreciate you inviting me into your home and allowing my family into your home. But some of my friends will never get that opportunity. The opportunities are a lot of my European friends and Muslim friends. People, I know people from Israel, all across the world, Macedonia. Okay. I never figured that this topic would be so delicate. Everyone had an opinion. Everyone had a special say. But then when I really started looking at it, I started saying to myself, well, hey, Hayden, you're going after churches. You want to expose churches. And I asked myself, what would life be without a church? What was the purpose of the church? And the question at the end that you have to ask yourself, are you satisfied with what the church is given to you? Now, I gotta say that the more I began digging into this, I became a racist. That's what I said. As the more that Hayden Russo dug into churches, dug into racism, I began to turn into a racist myself. Now, let's keep in mind that what is a racist? It's being prejudiced towards something. Okay? And I started to begin to ask myself deeper questions. Why are you going after churches? What have the churches done to you? What exposing anyone, even if you're right, what fulfillment is it going to give anyone? And the more I continue to ask myself these questions, as I told you, I became and realized that I was a racist. And why? Why would I say that? Because when I sat down and I looked at it and I said, hey, a church never done nothing to me. Why you want to go after the churches? There's more to it than that they're not doing what they need to do in the community. Then he hit me. Hayden, are you going after churches because you were molested or tried to be molested by a priest? Is that your reason? What is your reason for going after the churches? So I'm going to tell you guys, this will be the last topic, and this show, this whole entire show would not be on race. We're not having it. Okay. Not a racist. I don't tend to be a racist. I'm not going to practice a racist, and I'm not going to engage myself in conversations that's going to take me and make me prejudiced towards anything, because that's what I was doing. I was being prejudiced towards a church for my own personal reasons. When you realize you make a mistake, stop and simply turn around. When you realize that you're making a mistake, and if you were going to New York and you're heading to California, what good is it to go to California then to go to New York? You must stop and turn around. You know, when you dig into the philosophy and you read the Bible and you study scripture, which I began to dig deep into myself, I'm trying to get a more thorough understanding. The church is within the heart. The building that we go to pray, the building that we go to worship, the building that we go to learn from is the church. And I have no reason to be upset because God has said you should follow no man. But also, we must live the word and live in the footsteps of God is what we're supposed to be doing. The punishment of God is way more severe than any punishment that will come on from this earth. The only thing I would say from the digging or the partial digging that I did would be to, instead of giving cash to any church, and I have a notorious bad habit of that, I say you give checks, money orders. All churches, or the churches that I have had the opportunity to speak to members, the cash is never counted. How coincidental. So I would say to the pastors that are allowing church, their members not to count the cash and it's to be petty cash, is to remember we have a fiduciary responsibility to obey the law, which God has said. But as we begin to deep dig into this racism for the next few minutes or so, I have to tell you, not engaging in the conversation is unhealthy. I want to play this clip by Kevin Costner. It's a little way back. It was during the Ferguson time, but he has a lot of valid points. And David, if you wouldn't mind, would you play that clip, please?
You're the real deal when it comes to talking about race.
Well, I don't know that I am. I don't even know that I have an answer, but I do know that when I see something that mirrors the times that I'm living in,
yeah,
that I feel some obligation at that moment, to make sure it gets made. And that's what happened.
It couldn't be more timely with what's going on as we're talking about race. As I know, you went to Ferguson with this movie. But I want to show you something that happened in Ferguson yesterday, and then we'll talk about it. Now, this was supposed to be a meeting to bring people together, and black and white started to fight. What's going on here, Kevin?
Well, we're going to have to burn white hot. I mean, we just do. This our problems didn't start in August, and they didn't start in Ferguson. This is a veil that has been over this country, and I think we are moving, but there's a lot of people that are marginalized. And if you're not black, it's very difficult to empathize with what happened.
Then how did you get there?
Well, it's not that I got there. I mean, I grew up in a place called Compton. When I say I grew up, that's a loose term. I was there for the first 8 years of my life. So my extended family, my immediate family, I was very conscious of these words. And I don't ever remember them being said in anger. I don't ever remember them being said. But it doesn't mean they weren't arrogant. It doesn't mean they weren't callous. They weren't, you know, they weren't ignorant, if you will, people's feelings. And so I saw it. I used those words.
You said the N-word?
Sure.
In other
multiple
words?
Times. Yeah, when I was in my teens. And there was one day, you know, playing against other athletes. You know, don't forget, we're talking about 1955 to 1963, of course.
Yeah.
And so I can say that. I mean, if I guess maybe you've never said it, or maybe the greatest majority of people out there have never said it.
Yeah.
I never said that in anger, but I look back and I realize that word, I had to put that word in my rearview mirror.
Yeah.
It's an ugly word, and I said so on, you know, in the final speech of Black or White.
So last week we learned that racism back in 1959 was labeled by the president cabinet as a mental disease, and at that time the number one mental disease. So the question boils down to, are you ending the conversation by introducing race, or are you simply saying that it doesn't exist and you walk away? And what changed my heart about this whole thing, because I told you guys that I was taking this thing 7 weeks deep. But here it is. I was out there looking for churches, that the larger churches that was within the community, that was taking money from the population, that was not doing what they should be doing. And then my wife goes to church, to a small church that's been around for 40, 50 years. And, when they look around sometimes, they look around and see everybody there and they see the family there. Sometimes the collection plate doesn't even get passed around. Yet in other churches, it's passed around 3 or 4 times. And most recently, this church was broken into and approximately $1,000 of equipment was stolen from this church, small church. But the words that come from this church, and we'll play some of the clips that comes within this thing, the words that she plays, that she says, that she teaches from. We talked about it, and I said that it was done in Emmanuel 9, is that you have to love your way into heaven. You have to love your way into heaven. If you want to help with any of the items that were lost, stolen from this church, please contact Reverend Carter at 561-791-2184. It was fascinating that this small church had a powerful message on the day that I needed it. And it changed my mind and my outlook towards churches and towards life. And it made me begin to reflect. Here it is, we have people dying. Here it is, we have people that has lost a leg or an arm. And the best thing that you want to do with your time is to use it to go after people? No. We can't begin to engage in that kind of activity. If you'd like to join our conversations, the phone lines are open. 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. So I ask the question again. When we begin to see the continuation of churches being burnt down, black churches, it's hard to empathize with that. But it's the black churches that are being burnt down. It's hard to empathize with people that are marginalized. And that's of all races. Even within the black race, there's racism within race. Black people were slaves to black people before they ever came to this country. And it was the church that was the rock and the bedstone and the foundation that helped us to overcome the hate and the fear of being able to go across the tracks at night, to be able to be free, to be able to do great things. It was the churches. But yet, I want to find my time going after churches. I can't do that. I'm not going to turn my back or walk away from the conversation, but I no longer want to be a part of the conversation in a debate. I only want to be a part of the conversation as being part of the solution. So we will continue to work on solutions and look out for different things. But we won't be getting into this back and forth. Are you doing the right thing? Or is someone else doing the right thing? We have to do what's right for us. We have to have guard within our heart. And we have to see people as individuals. Every white person you see, you can't just group everyone together like I grouped all the churches together. You can't group all black folks together. Because there may be blacks from Europe that's here within the United States. There may be blacks from Russia that's here from the United States. There may be blacks from China that's from the United States. So we must begin to see each other as people, speak and dialogue with one another, as human being. And Dave, if you wouldn't so mind, play a little music there for us. It's time to take a short break. We're going to liven this thing up and we're going to get a little bit more exciting. We're going to talk about some of the solutions that we're going to come up with and we're going to do in 2016. What are you going to do to make this universe a better place? We'll be back with more right after this.
This segment of the show was sponsored by Shakira Roll at ERA Home Run Real Estate. buy, sell, or rent, I can help the entire world. Need assistance with down payment? No problem. Call Shakira Roll today at 561-312-2641 or email her at info@rollhome.com. That's info@ROLLEHOME.com. Visit her website at www.rollhome.com. That's www.ROLLEHOME.com.
The best pork barbecue ribs and chicken in the state of Florida. Don't believe it? Try it yourself. Call Bounce Back Barbecue at 561-307-4382. They also do catering. That's 561-307-4382. Car accident? Dents or scratches? Has the Florida sun faded your ride? Call High Gloss Paint and Body. Their service is fast and reliable. High Gloss Auto Paint and Body will deal with your insurance company, taking all the load off your shoulders. I know what that can be like. Call them today, 561-508-4220. They're located on 2550 Winter Avenue, Suite A, West Palm Beach, Florida. You tell High Gloss that Hayden Russo sent you. The House of Bling is here. Woo! Specializing in rhinestone apparel. Bling out your company logo or team logo. Call today, 561-723-6781. Woo! They are ready. Get your bling, women, cheerleaders. Tell your coaches about the House of Bling. We're here for all custom apparel. Again, that phone number is 561-723-6781. If you like what you're hearing from Hayden Russo, book him today, 561-723-6775. He has experience to deal with trouble youth, successful businessman, excellent motivator. Whatever your problem, he has an answer. Give us a try, 561-723-6775.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. We're going to make this transition. We're going to get back on this show. I don't have much more to say about race. I don't have much more to say about churches. As I continue to move forward, I'll begin to identify churches that I see doing good work and doing great things in the community. And I'll use this platform to share the word of all the good things that they're doing. So I began asking myself, what can I do to be part of the solution? And I started looking at individuals making income of under $20,000. I started looking at women that's being marginalized. Various, all races are being marginalized based on a financial aspect. Then I also looked at the financial aspect of this country. We have the stock market and all of the various tools. And finally, I looked at the prison system, wondering, what can I do to make a difference? I began saying to myself, there has to be something that you can do, Hayden. And as being a former prisoner myself, I said, there's plenty of things that you can do for the prison. So I will begin to go out to the various prisons, speaking to the inmates and giving them the tools necessary to live a better life upon their release from prison. I began reaching out to churches, partnering up, and moving forward in that regard. I believe that I can reduce the return rate. 50% of all prisoners are more likely to return to prison. And I want to be able to say that Hayden Russo had a part in reducing that number. Everyone I speak to worries about or says, hey, how are you going to make a living doing something like that? It's my dream. It's my goal. I have the passion for it. And I plan on delivering. So on a weekly basis, I'll begin to lay out what we're doing and how you can contribute to make the world to be a better place. Then I begin to look at how things were done when we were successful as a nation to me. In the 80s, I think that the economy was thriving and there was a wealth that was not trickled down, but was across every level. The streets were always booming and you felt energy. You felt a lot of energy. We control, when I say we, the African American controlled the community that they lived in. The stores were owned by African Americans. There were also larger chains that were located within the community that were owned by whites and Mexicans, Asians, Indians. So you had a whole mixture of community there, and we all thrived. The food that we were eating then was not as processed or had a lot of different pesticides. So we controlled. So the baby boomers from that generation are still continuing to thrive. The baby boomers that are in their 70s are still looking like they're in their 50s. So, you know, so when I see them, I ask them what they're doing. That's where I got the lemon water. That's where I got using aloe in the morning. But I also started wanting to study what was happening. Nothing outperforms the stock market in a 100-year cycle. Yet, 85% of the people that go to work every day hate their job. What are effects of not having a job or having a job that you hate? Studies have shown that what is the number one cause of a person being able to fight their first heart attack, why they're more likely to die, is not because of diabetes, it's not because of any other health issues, it's not because of money problems, it's because of the job that they hate. Causes the body to be unable to fight the first heart attack that the human encounters. Why do we go to jobs that are unfulfilling? Why do we go to jobs that we dislike or hate? It's because we're doing something that's not our passion. And for those of y'all wondering where I'm going with this, just give me a moment and I'll take you there. When we were thriving and being successful as the economy, Johnny shined shoes. Joe owned a barbershop. Mike had a barbecue stand. Steve had the grocery store. The community was able to take care of the community. The community was the village that was raising the child. So over time, what has happened,
because of the marginalization, because of lack of balance in the financial system here in the United States, the poverty level continues to go down. The financial resources to individuals that are making under $20,000 has gone down. And yet Congress continue to cut food stamps. Yet Congress continue to cut benefits to help the elderly, the poor, and the marginalized. Why? Why? They can keep you coming back. They can keep you asking for votes. Now, I don't know about you guys, but tell me that you guys didn't think that when President Obama came in, that he was going to level the playing field for women, for African Americans, for gays. How do we get back on a level playing field with the financial system? Okay. So I started digging into the things real deep. Okay. So I'm going to have to speed this thing up a little bit because I'm losing some of y'all, and then I got to pick it back up here. Okay. What were we doing before we came into the United States of America? Although there was a lot of things going on coming into this country, prior to coming to this country, we were people that traded with each other. We understood the value of trade. We understood the value of the barter system. It was a level playing field at that time. And what we end up with now is a playing field that rewards the top 20%. And yes, they do work hard. But the level playing field is not the same. The rules are not the same. When you spend billions of dollars to become president, and almost the last presidency almost tipped $1 trillion. Do you understand what $1 trillion can do for the people in the United States of America alone? That money is not spent to help people. It's spent for power. So what can we do about it? I started looking at how can I make an impact. 2 years ago, I looked at what could I do to begin to create an economy within the inner cities. So I began traveling to places, in particular Macedonia, visiting, seeing what the opportunities that were available, and they're plentiful. I began thinking how to connect inner cities with other countries to begin to create an economy. Why are you doing this? I'm doing it to make a world a better place. Most would say you have to have some benefit. Most would say you have to have some type of a retribution that you're looking for, something that I want. What is your motive? My motive is when I die, which we're every single day we're doing, we're one step closer to dying. You cannot leave this place alive. You come in alive, but you only go out dead. I'm sorry. And you can't take the money with you for the successful people that will never work in your life. You, for the people that has retired, you can't continue to die with that knowledge that you have mastered, that you put on the shelf. When they say it takes a village to raise a community, it also takes a village to forgive. in this country, we have an issue with forgiving people. And what I mean by that is when you commit a crime, it takes everything in human nature to be able to get a fair break. How do we overcome these obstacles? We overcome these obstacles by creating an economy for ourselves, doing for ourselves. So I said, well, Hayden, how would you accomplish this goal? Well, when you're looking at a goal this large, you have to have some people that will be with you, that will stand the test of time, that will fight the struggles. And I started saying, you know what? Could I round up all of my young friends, 40 years of age and under, and get them to rally the troops and say, hey, we're going to start to use the porch. We're going to start to use our hands and see what we can make. Can we make chairs? Can we make tables? Can we repair TVs and send them to other countries? What can you do? So then I decided, I said, hey, evaluate your situation. Evaluate your situation. Do you get along with anyone under 50? Yeah, I get along with the kids between 16 and 21. But I rarely get along with any African-American male within that age. And if you look at all of the African-Americans that are killing each other in that age bracket, there's a deep-seated hate within us amongst each other that allows us not to want to grow, allows us to pull each other down as crabs. Does it exist on the woman's side? I don't have the body parts to be able to tell you that. But if I had to take an educated guess, I would say yes. We can no longer be in this type of mentality. We can no longer be in a mentality where we're waiting on handouts from the government, whether it's housing or whether it's food stamp or any other type of assistance. Last week, I told you guys that I wrote a book, Failure is Not an Option, which will be coming out sometime next month, and I'll get the date and share that with you. But my mother made us, my mother earned under $20,000. My mother at the time probably was earning under $10,000. But her plan was, is that she would outlast her current situation to get to the new person, to get to the new her, to help better her family. She taught us how to be entrepreneurs. She understood the barter system from Haiti. And it worked for her here. So for the guys that I don't get along with, I decided that I will not waste my time reaching out to them and asking for assistance. I'm not liked. And that's on the black side. All of the guys on the white side, I have no problem with. Now, do I have guys that don't like me that are white? On it, yes. Don't like me. But they don't pretend to like me and to sabotage me. I'm not antisocial. People ask me why you don't communicate, why you don't hang out, why you don't come and drink with us, why you don't come and watch the game with us. That doesn't interest me. I want to do something that's fulfilling to the soul. I want to do something that's more fulfilling to God. I want to do things that makes the universe a better place. So as I reach out to the prisoners and I reach out to the schools, I want to begin to reach out to the senior citizens. I want to create a nonprofit that is totally controlled by senior citizens. I also want to create a for-profit company so that everybody can share in the growth of trading with other countries. We have the opportunity to create of abundance. We have an opportunity to take back our communities. We have an opportunity to give the senior citizens something fulfilling to do prior to taking this knowledge and dying. I think it's paramount that within the next 20, 30 years that we take all of the knowledge of the senior citizen and we capture it and we put it in a database and we a database out of this country. We begin to build trades with other countries utilizing the ports. We begin to take control of the food that we eat by importing all of our vegetables and goods that are natural without preservatives, as opposed to going to Publix to spend $1.69 for two lemons. We'll talk about how we're going to accomplish this later on after the break. But I want, before we go to the break here, I do want to give a shout out to a couple individuals that came out to the church that are running for office. Miss Lynn Hubbard for the City of Riviera Beach Council District 1, People Before Politics, says that she wants you to vote for her. She's going to reduce the job rate. She wants to help lower the utility bills and some of the other stuff. And she said that she wants to use the misuse of funds and make sure that all funds benefits all people. Hey, Dave, can we go to a short commercial break? Just a real short 1-2 minute commercial break, and we'll be back with more right after this. We're going to talk real short.
Are you ready for your meeting next week with the Sororities Club? No, I want to be different. Me too. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to call Wearable Nelly. Who? Wearable Nelly. They got you covered. Sorority logos, promotional materials, handbags, uniforms, family reunion shirts, and under pressure, they'll deliver on time. Call them today. 561-293-6444. Or you can email them at wearablenalia@gmail.com. Hey, tell Rodney Russo that I sent you. That's 561-293-6444. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663. Do you have a ride on your way? Are you in the New York area? When you're stuck, call on NYC Taxi Ride Yellow and Green. We have two apps at your availability, www.waytoride.com or www.goarro.com. NYC Yellow Cab is ready for you. If you like what you're hearing from Hayden Russo, book him today, 561-723-6775. He has experience to deal with troubled youth, successful businessman, excellent motivator. Whatever your problem, he has an answer. Give us a try, 561-723-6775.
Yes, 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 yes. So getting back into our plan. Our plan is I will come back in the next 60 days with a plan to begin to engage the Macedonian people with people here in the United States that has knowledge that can make the world a better place to find a way to systemize things that they know. And to begin to create a partnership that create jobs in both countries. During my time there, I watched kids sleeping on the streets. Women were not treated in the form that women are treated here. People frowned at me when I would open the doors for women, or I would hold an umbrella for them. So be grateful for the things that we have here. I also want to give a shout out to another individual that's running for judge, Bradley Harper, for circuit court judge here in Palm Beach County, Group 15. Please check him out, see what he's about, and is he a fair candidate to vote for? Getting back to what we're going to do with the senior citizens is we want to take what they know. We want to take all of the things that they know, and we want to begin to connect them with the people in Macedonia. Most individuals in Macedonia, by the time they're in high school, has to speak two or three languages, and they're very disciplined at their education over there. So I figured that this would be a way for us to be able to interconnect, to begin to capture some of the history that would never be captured here, and begin to control what's going on with us. Some of the missions within this goal would be to create a system, an 18-month system that pulls people off of food stamps and public housing. We must begin to think more of ourselves than being marginalized. And in order for us to begin to come out of that state, we have to have success. And that's why I want to have a nonprofit site so that all of my friends will be able to get their proper tax deductions. But I also want to have a profit side where we all can share in the prosperity, where it's not just the CEO or the president that's making $1 million when that person could be sufficiently comfortable with $250,000. So, and we want it to be controlled by the senior citizens, because remember, 85% of senior citizens are making $6,000 or less, living on Social Security benefits. We cannot continue to work hard every single day and wondering how we're going to get out of the problem that we're in. We can't continue to do the same thing. We have to find new ways. And it's not within the confines of this country. We have to utilize the great things and the great resources that are within this country. And we have to begin to utilize the technology to not only be able to communicate and foster a new enterprise or make new friends and create new opportunities, but we have to use the technology to help re-educate ourselves. My goal as part of this is to try to just make it a better place. But you have to understand, everyone is not going to go our way. It's this short clip that I want to use. It's a 30-second clip. You'll be able to go on our site and find this. But, Dave, if you would play that 30-second clip for me, I greatly appreciate it.
You know, man sharpened man is iron sharpened iron. So if I can't learn from you, why are we talking?
Right.
If I can't learn from you, why are we talking? That's why all the people that I associate myself with are OGs, older individuals. Mm. I can't kick it with nobody my age.
It's tough.
Because I'm not materialistic. I don't care about what Jordans came out. I don't care. So that's when it get the people be like, I'm not antisocial. I'm just anti-stupidity. Mm-hmm. I don't even like stupid questions. But sometimes you got to deal with them.
So he put that in a very small nutshell. Okay? I don't believe people are stupid. But sometimes when we're at our high emotions, as would trigger black on black crime or silly season or saying just something because your wife said something you blow. Or just because the plan failed, or just because the person shouted out in the other room. Who can endure those type of things? Who can endure setbacks after setbacks after setbacks on the plan? The senior citizen can. To all the senior citizens out there, Haydn Russo is coming to put you together. We're going to find a way to harness this power, and we're going to tap within the knowledge that you have. We do not want you to pass away from this country without leaving the knowledge that's in your head to introduce it to the world. We would not allow anyone to sabotage our plans. In the beginning phase, I will meet with everyone in secret. If I don't reach out to you at the present moment, we will get to you. But we have to stick with the people, the senior citizens that can handle the battle. It's going to take 80% of the energy consumption of anything new. 80% of the initial phase of getting that puppy off the ground is having solid people to stand behind you. And to the senior citizens, I know we can. I know that we can create companies that help us make the world a better place and create an economy for ourselves. I want to show the world the power of $10, the power of a dollar, and how we can put that together and lift our communities up and stop allowing everyone to come in our communities to purchase our community and take the stores away from our communities. We want to be able to build distribution centers and stores so that we're able to hire the convicted felons, that we're able to house our own people and own the houses back in the communities and to take back our communities. And this year, I want to work with the senior citizens to put together a plan that is sustainable for the rest of our lives, that every senior citizen will be able to come through this program and help benefit the lives of not only them, but given tools to teach the young. And hopefully by then, maybe I stop being antisocial and be able to hang out with guys my age, because to this point I'm 42 years old. I don't hang out with anyone my age. Never have. I never had hung out with anyone my age. I promise you guys, the senior citizen, we will take back our communities. We will do the things that are necessary to give us life, to give us hope. We cannot lose hope. I want to apologize for the technical difficulties. I want to also apologize for bringing race on this show. It is not conducive. It's not healthy. It's not conductive to think about it, to engage in the conversation, unless it's a healthy one where you can agree to disagree. I will begin to reach out to the few friends that I have, and I want to thank, and I would be remiss to thank all of my friends that have helped me to make this show a success, and that is standing behind me to help the world. And I want to see the marginalized and the blacks and the women and the old and the senior citizens. I'm proud to the four or five of you guys that are on board already. I thank you. I look forward to working with you. This is the Haydn Russo Show. It has been fun, but we got to run. We'll be back on the same time next week from 5 to 6 on TalkZone.com. This is the Haydn Russo Show. Be great. God bless you. And enjoy your day. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663. If you would like to be a sponsor or advertiser on the show, call today
at 561-723-6781. If there is a topic you would like to discuss on the show, call and inform us today at 561-723-6775. You can always reach me at Facebook at Hyden Rousseau. That's HYDNROUSSEAU. If you like what you're hearing from Hyden Rousseau, book him today, 561-723-6775. He has experience to deal with trouble youth, successful businessman, excellent motivator. Whatever your problem, he has an answer. Give us a try, 561-723-6775.